Hello, and welcome to another episode of May the Power Protect You, a podcast where we talk about everything that goes on with Power Rangers, including some leaked slash announced toy news and a bunch of tabletop game stuff and just, you know, everything that goes on in the Morphin Grid. I'm one of your hosts, Joel, and with me, as always, is...
I'm pondering my Cosmic Fury orb. It's Kevin.
We're okay. Back, baby. You got me. I was like, what is it going to do today? What is it going to do today?
You know, it's funny you say that because I say that to myself every day, too.
Okay. Before we get started with our show, like we do every week, we want to take a moment to encourage our listeners to find a way that you can be a hero out there in the world. In the past, we've highlighted things like the Black Lives Matter movement, which is ongoing and still requires support, to the crisis in the Ukraine, to the constant and frustrating attempts to attack trans human rights and reproductive rights all across the U.S. Just find a way that you can help, you know, whether that's donating time or money to places that are like helping out in those areas, watching streams that generate revenue for nonprofits, protesting, like joining in on protests if you can, doing it safely, encourage, and just, you know, even beginning the steps to educate yourself on these topics so you know how you can help. Just find the way that you can help, be a hero, let's try to make this world a better place. But with that said, we'll kind of start the first topic, which is Cosmic Fury toy news, which after, like, I feel like weeks of people being like, there's not going to be toys, you know, all this, like, doomsaying and prophesizing about how we're never going to have any kind of release for Cosmic Fury because it's a Netflix show. Hey, we got a picture of one of the toys.
Yep.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, I also just love the fact that, like, we literally were recording the podcast and then, like, an hour later it dropped.
Yeah, that's how this works. Anytime you talk about a thing.
Yeah, I manifest. That's what I do.
But so we got pictures of the Cosmic Fury Morpher. It features over 20 lights and sounds, plus a Choose Your Ranger feature and unique sound scanning technology that reacts to Power Rangers Dino Fury and Cosmic Fury episodes playing on TV, tablets, and more. You're able to tap the Cosmic Fury orb, as referenced earlier, in the center of the Morpher to cycle through Ranger colors and choose your favorite, then hear their voice. What did you think of the Morpher overall when you saw it?
I mean, it's a toy Morpher. I mean, I think the functionality is really cool. You can tell that Hasbro is definitely trying to go for a interactive element, which is what they tend to do with the toys. So I think it's cute. I think the two things that really stood out to me was the ability to choose your color. So, like, I think that's going to let kids and Ranger fans that are adults get to choose, like, which color displays on the orb at all times, which I think is a lot of fun. We saw that with the Chroma Fury Saber. And then I think what I also really enjoy is that this is also our first chance to really look at packaging for Cosmic Fury toys, so we can see what it looks like. And I think one thing that I'm enjoying is that they are wholeheartedly embracing the Red Ranger as female, and they're highlighting her on the box. So, even like with the toy pictures, like instead of it being like a boy using the Morpher, it's a little girl in red. So, like, I think for that element, I'm also excited to see that because it's always fun to see what the toy packaging is going to look like because you never know.
For sure, yeah, and I agreed. I was definitely going to point that out if you hadn't. I love the fact that Amelia is kind of the one front and center. I do wish they maybe had like kept Zeno on there as the Zenith Ranger as well, but I do love that she's kind of front and center. I do love that. Like you said, I pointed out that the kid on the back is a girl as well. It's just a really nice thing to add to that. And the fact that Power Rangers is for all, not just boys. I agree. I do think it's cool, like, the features that they've kind of highlighted in it. I do like the idea of, like, it being interactive and the fact that you can choose your own color. Because even if you and another kid had the Morpher, you can all pick different Ranger colors, which is really kind of fun. There was a lot of fan complaining about this because of how it looks, because it does look like a toy. And sorry, that's what it is. Like, I don't know what to tell these people other than that. But, like, it's a toy. If you don't like it, don't buy it. Like, this isn't, like, I think people expect this to be, like, a, like, the Memorial Edition Morphers that, like, the Japanese Bandai has been putting out lately. People expect that level of quality on these, and I'm like, no, that's not what that this is for. This is for kids who, again, this is what the show is for. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand getting upset about this. I'm like, okay, this makes sense for the toy line. Yeah, do this. This works. But yeah, I know you also saw some of it as well, and we're like, I kind of done with it as well. Do you have anything to add?
No.
Yeah.
That's
kind of what I figured.
You know, yeah, no, I'm good. Not today,
yeah,
not today.
Yes, I just wanted to ask. But in addition to the Cosmic Fury Morpher, the Power Ranger, not official Power Ranger Twitter, but Power Ranger with none of the vowels removed Twitter.
Yeah.
While no pictures are available yet, they were able to confirm that the Cosmic Fury Megazord continues the Zordlink functionality from Dino Fury and consists of the Cosmic Lion, Wolf, Bull, Chameleon, and Shark Zords. And this was, you know, fandom meltdown number two, because in the translation of this coming to America and becoming Power Rangers, they've changed the swordfish that was in Q Ranger to a shark. And there's all this complaining and, like, getting upset about it, and I'm just like, Power Rangers has done this before. This is not the first time they have changed what something is from Japan to America. I don't think it's that far of a leap looking at the Zord to call it a shark. I don't know. I'm excited. I think it's cool we're getting more news about it, but I don't see why people had a meltdown about this. It's not as if we're going to have the Q Ranger suit there that is clearly a swordfish to compare to. More than likely, the Shark Zord is going to be Ions, and I think it fits for it to be a shark more so than a swordfish.
Yeah.
Ditto. It makes more sense. This is how adaptation works. I don't know how to explain that to people.
It does. I mean, and you know, I will say this. It's definitely been a very trying week to be in the fandom. But you know what? If they don't like it, they don't like it.
I am curious about the Zordlink functionality. And how, so I'm assuming these are going to have pegs like the Dino Fury ones did. So I'm curious, I'm assuming that'll be like at the joints, because I just don't know how you put the Lego pegs on the Q Ranger swords. I'm curious what that'll look like.
Part of me also wonders, because I know that like the Zords do come apart, like the head and stuff. I wonder if maybe you can like detach like the Chameleon head and then like add the Sabertooth Tiger head to it or things like that as well. Maybe they'll use orbs in some way.
Yeah, that's interesting. Okay, I had not considered that being a part of it as well. Yeah, that would be kind of cool. I am curious just to see what that looks like, because again, it's always like people get so upset because things aren't exactly like what Japan had or like how things are translated. And I'm like, I'm sorry, this is an adaptation. Things change when things are redone. Yeah. I'm curious to see what kind of more they do with it. We've gotten no like indication of like 6-inch figures yet for this, or the 5-inch, I guess, figures. So I'll be curious how much they do, because it would make sense to do a bunch of them. I'm excited to see what more we get, because like, as much as people were doomsaying it, it's like, guys, clearly we're gonna get stuff. So like, I don't get why y'all are freaking out.
You know, I think if you want a, you know, swordfish Zord or things like that, here's some good news. If you want the Q Ranger suits, if you want this, here's some very good, lovely news. Q Ranger still exists. It's still there.
Yeah.
You can go watch it. Like, this is not Q Ranger. This is Power Rangers Cosmic Fury. And, you know, changing the name of a Zord or, you know, other things at the end of the day is, it's not going to impact your life. Like,
yeah.
I don't know what to say at this point. I mean, I just, yeah.
People are going to be mad. If you want to be mad, be mad. But I don't know. I'm excited. We'll get to see. Like, I'm just like, come on, if we're getting toys, that means footage can't be far behind. So I'm hopeful. I'm really excited to see what more they kind of pull out for Cosmic Fury. And also, let's get some Lightning Collection. Like, I know we're not done with Dino Fury yet, but we can, like, do simultaneous teams.
We can. And we have.
We could do. Yeah. It'd be really cool to get some of the, like, the Cosmic Fury suits in that form as well.
Yeah, I'm assuming that we will probably get either Cosmic Red or Zenith Ranger will probably be the first release.
Yeah, that would make sense. I could also see them doing Ion's Cosmic Fury form, because he has the, like, Mega Man gun, and I just think that would be fun to have as a toy. Yeah, it's just, it's cool. Whenever you put a cannon arm on someone, it's just, it's cool. So I would be excited to see what that figure would look like. But yeah, I could see that as well. But with that, we'll kind of wrap up Cosmic Fury news for now until we get more. But this past week, yesterday actually, Renegade had their SummerCon stream for Just Wait, where they announced a ton of products for all of their games that they have and all the different brands that they represent. But specifically for Power Rangers, we had a couple of really cool and interesting things that got announced and put up for pre-order. And I'll kind of go through those real quick. I may kind of go game type by game type, just so we can kind of hit each of them.
Yeah.
Because I'm curious to hear your thoughts, Kevin, on some of this. So they started off with the RPG game, and they announced two new products for it. The first of which is a Jump Through Time, a source book for the RPG game, which will introduce the time travel mechanic, time travel origins, and the purple, orange, and quantum ranger roles to the RPG game. And this will be coming out in November 2023. Coinciding with that, they'll also be releasing A Time of Night, which will be an adventure book, also releasing in November, which will be for characters level 5 through 10. What did you think of this, Kevin, when you heard about when I showed you this?
Because I completely forgot that the stream was happening. I think that these are both really exciting announcements. And I think it's continuing, like, what Across the Stars did, for example, where, like, it introduced the element of space travel, and now we're getting the element of time travel, which is obviously important in the series itself. I think it all looks great. Obviously, we'll have to wait and see what happens with each role and what they play. I think they're definitely doing a trend of, like, with each new source book introducing new roles, they're doing, like, two new colors and then, like, a special ranger. So, I would assume... I am curious to see what each role looks like. I'm guessing purple will probably be like another tank type role, and then orange will probably be like more of like a far away type role. Quantum? I don't know. It could be, you know, messing with time travel or re-rolling. Who knows?
Yeah, or I could see like Quantum being one of those that like has like a multiplier kind of ability to themselves where they can maybe increase the number of dice they're using or the effect that they do. I could really see that being something that the Quantum Ranger could do. That'd be really fun. I'm excited to see what like some of the mechanics they'll add in for like time travel and also some of the origin side to that. I'm just excited to see what all this can do. And also like along with each of the roles and all the different things they introduce, they typically add a bunch of threats. So I'm really excited to see what threats they pull into this. Because, like, looking at the cover art, obviously they've got the Time Force team and the Quantum Ranger, like, dead center. But we've also got, like, RPM, yellow and blue on there. And then the MMPR, violet, or purple and orange Rangers and Bulk and Skull, which I'm like, it's so hilarious to me that they've only ever appeared in a backup story and yet get put in everything.
I think it's gonna be a lot of fun, and it's always exciting to see new content come out. So
I'm curious, like, so obviously, like, you mentioned with Across the Stars and now with this like A Jump Through Time, we're kind of on each of them like opening up a new avenue of Power Rangers that isn't in the source book. So we got like space travel and like all kinds of different space organizations in Across the Stars. We're getting time travel here. What's another facet of Power Rangers that you would like to see a future source book potentially do?
Alternate dimensions, like probably like something to do with that and like mechanics that
are
warped or things like that. The other thing I could think of would probably be magic.
Yeah, that's kind of where my brain goes next is magic.
Like, I know that the Finster book is going to have some magic elements to it, but I think actually like implementing magical elements into a ranger will probably be what's coming next.
Yeah, and I one of the things I thought about too is like, because I was trying to think of what's a similar kind of character or ranger classification, like the Omega or like the Quantum, like Phantom. And I'm like, well, Omega would be one. You could do the Omega Rangers and be like, well, you're a specific element and you tap into that element, which would be really cool to see in the game.
Yeah, the other thing I could see would also be transforming into other rangers.
A la, Super Mega Force. Yeah.
So, having an ability, literally called Legendary Ranger Mode.
That would be really cool. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, imagine, being able to, use a key and transform into a different role for, a duration of a battle.
Yeah, or make it, you could even, if they wanted to make it fun, you could do it, based off dice roll. It's, how you choose what era you go to or which mm-hmm. form you take, which would be really fun to do. I could see that being awesome, but yeah, I'm excited to see what these can add to the game. And right now in our game, or the one that you're managing for us, Kevin, we just got to the point where we leveled up, and it's one of the first instances where we can maybe use stuff from Across the Stars, and there's some great stuff in there that I know Sean and I are pulling in. And so yeah,
let me take some notes real quick.
When I tell you what I chose, Kevin, it's gonna make total sense. But that's for outside the podcast. Wow. But yeah, I'm really excited to see that. So for the next area they went into is the deck building game. They did not have any new releases announced. They just showed off the Shattered Grid expansion, 3D box art that shows off the full box. And then kind of hinted about what this expansion does for the deck building game, in the sense that it allows you to pull in elements from across the different expansions. And that the main mechanic is that there's going to be two grids. There will be the game that the Shattered Grid expansion grid, and then a mixed one that you add in. That sounds really cool. And I'm intrigued to see kind of what that looks like. But the more exciting, or at least for me, the one I was really excited to see, is Heroes of the Grid. And they announced two new items, technically three. The first of which was the SPD Ranger Pack, which includes the 5 core B Squad SPD Rangers, along with 5 Zord cards and 2 Megazord cards. They also announced the Merciless Minions Pack number 2, which introduces Tyranodrones, Cryobots, and Bluehead Cryobots, along with 4 location titles to the game. And then as a pre-order bonus for these will be the Card Storage Box number 2, which is a brand new card storage box that has the new designs, new inserts, a new thing. And this will be there will be a separate pre-order option for the storage box, but if you order the SPD and Merciless Minions number 2 pack together, you get it for free. And it's a $30 value that you get added on for free, which is, I think, really kind of exciting. What did you think of this, Kevin? Is this along what you thought they were going to announce for Heroes of the Grid? Because I know we speculated a couple weeks back, but what did you think of these two announcements?
No, it makes sense. They already have artwork for SPD Rangers, and we already had Shadow Ranger appear at one point. Has Omega and Cat gotten in yet? I can't remember.
No, not that. Then the speculation is they would end up in an Allies pack in the future.
Sense. Yeah. No, I mean, I think this makes sense. These are good ways to introduce new characters. I think the Merciless Minion pack being Dino Thunder and SPD is kind of fun, because then you can use that with the Dino Thunder pack and do a little crossover game.
Yeah.
What do you think the locations are going to be?
So, I mean, I'd imagine one of the SPD ones has to be Piggies, right?
Yeah, it would have to be.
I'd imagine that, and then I would imagine Haley's would be one of them, and maybe either you do Tommy's lair, or you do Mesagog's Island. I don't know what the other would be for SPD. I don't know what we'd do.
I mean, I was thinking for Dino Thunder, Haley's, and Reefside High.
That could also be it. We love a high school setting in these.
And then for SPD, Piggies obviously is definitely a good choice. And then I would almost venture to say maybe either the planet they trained on to get their SWAT
map,
which I can't remember. Or we get a random alien planet.
I could definitely see that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause the other thing, the only other place that the SPD Rangers really go to is the base, but we have that as a center location tile. So I just don't see them. I wouldn't see them putting that there, but yeah, I'm excited. I am really excited with these ad. It does look like, so we didn't get a lot of teases for cards because they, as they do with every other pack that they've done recently, they're going to obviously do spoilers over the weeks leading up to the actual release of them. What's exciting about these, and I didn't even mention this in the whole spiel where I announced them, these are coming out in July. They are turning them around extremely quickly. So we will see them really quickly. If you pre-order them now, you're getting them in July, which is kind of insane. I do wonder if we'll stick to that date, because I feel like we've had similar occurrences in the past, and the universe was like, no, not happening. So we'll see if it sticks to that. But the, like, the line that they're saying is, yes, we're going to get these by July. What I'm excited about in, like, what we could see at the SPD character cards showing off, the mechanic that they have, at least for Sid and Jack, is each of them can do a thing, but you spend an energy to do it. So for Sid, if there's anyone rolls a zero roll, Sid can spend an energy and turn one of those into a crit. Jax is if someone plays a zero energy cost card, he can spend an energy to also play a zero energy cost card. So I think, like, that's going to help each of them. They'll each spend an energy to do something. I mean, I'd imagine Bridges would be like, he can either rearrange cards or, like, look at his deck and get things in order. I'd imagine Z can pull multiple copies of herself together. And then I'd imagine that, like, Sky being a shield, he'd probably, like, increase the shield value of cards when you reveal them for damage. Is what I would guess if I had to guess. But I, an interesting way to, like, play with their idea of powers and have them, you know, represented that way. But I'm also really, so as someone who has been going through and, like, labeling their cards from the last expansion, glad they're giving us another storage box, because I'm almost filling the two that I have completely. I'm happy they're giving us another one. I'm excited about the new sleeves and all that kind of stuff. The thing they haven't said is, like, this was going to be, like, the summer wave, so I'm wondering if we will see a fall wave. Obviously, the big thing missing here is we don't have a big box, which is odd. Do you think we'll maybe see something later this year? If so, what do you think they'll end up doing the big box as, if we have one? What do you think could potentially be in the future for Heroes of the Grid?
I would think probably Dino Charge. I think that's going to be what we're going to get next, because I know that's one Jonathan keeps teasing quite a bit. If not Dino Charge, then maybe something to tie in with the 30th anniversary.
I could see them pulling RPM still. It feels like RPM's like kind of the big hole that they've not really filled in yet. And since they already had Dr. K kind of as a teasing it, and then, like, Tenaya 7 and Vengix, I could see them doing the big box and maybe having, I'm forgetting, what are the two generals in RPM's names?
Crunch and Shifter.
Okay. I knew it was something ER, and I couldn't remember which one. But yeah, I could imagine Crunch and Shifter being the two, like, monster figures in there, and maybe have a different boss. Because we've not gotten the one guy.
Kilobyte.
Like, design. We've not gotten him, so I'd be curious to get him in there as a, like, maybe as a boss, and then have the grinders as the foot soldiers.
I mean, they could also do just Vengix's first form as well.
That so. I could also see that as well.
So, I mean, that could also be, like, the main boss, but no, I mean, I think anything is possible at this point. I would also like to see a Mystic Force set, or we could do a Legendary Battle.
A Mystic Force set would be great. It would be awesome. And you could probably do a whole thing with, like, the Ten Terrors being almost similar to, like, the Rinchi Beasts would be really cool. Have them be a thing you could, like, pull out. Have them as a deck that you play with. There's, like you said, there's, like, all kinds of options. It is wild how much we've gotten for this game, because, again, you know, when it got announced, who would have known it'd be going along this long? But I'm glad it's still selling. The interesting thing I didn't want to note in this is they were really pushing. They were like, hey, these can be used with the Guardian system. They work with, you know, G.I. Joe Critical Mission. So I assume we will be getting eventual, like, Transformers and like My Little Pony stuff that also mm-hmm. is the Guardian system.
Yeah.
And will also be compatible sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see what comes from that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I mean, that'll kind of wrap up all the new announcements for Renegade Con. I am curious, like, before we like hop off and, you know, wrap up the show, I do want to ask one last question that's kind of tied into Renegade. So it does look increasingly like Renegade is getting more and more of Hasbro's gaming
mm-hmm.
Items that they sell. Because just recently, this past week, it was announced that HeroScape will now be going to Renegade Games. They'll be creating new a new version of the game along with new expansions.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people have obviously been like, well, we'll probably see like a Power Rangers expansion for that. This also seems to be coming off the heels of the failed like Kickstarter thing that Hasbro did for HeroScape, I think a year or two ago. So this is them trying to revitalize that brand. I did just want to ask, like, what kind of stuff could you see coming from Renegade, you know, either Power Rangers related, if we get like adaptations that are like, I know they've written, Is it Axis and Allies or Risk as well? Like seeing like Power Rangers Risk. What kind of things could you see coming from Renegade for Power Rangers in the future?
I mean, I think they have their three main pillars, and I think they're going to focus on that. I would say, just thinking in terms of like, you know, board games and popular types of games, I could see them doing some kind of like casual game at some point, like. You know, like, not, like, a super in-depth tabletop game, but, like, just a casual card game. I know we've seen, like, Dungeon Mayhem, for example, for the D&D brand, and then it became Marvel something Mayhem. I think it'd be kind of fun to have, like, something like that. Like, a casual card game that can be pick up and play, and you can share it with people. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be really cool. Because, yeah, there's not, like, everything that they have so far is kind of... I say this word, and I don't mean it to be mean... involved. Like, they take time. Like, you gotta be here for at least 40 minutes to play each of these. So yeah, it would be cool to get, and like you said, the Dungeon Mayhem game that D&D has released is really, really fun. I've played that a couple times with a friend, or with friends. It'd be cool to get, like, a Power Ranger version of that. There's some fun things you could probably do with that. This is a weird thing to pull. I just... came to mind now. I wouldn't mind if they took a stab at doing their version, a version of Villainous, but Power Rangers. And that's where, like, you have, you know, different villain characters that you play, and your goal is to get your objective done first. I mean, most Power Ranger things are conquer the world, but I mean, you could tailor them to, like, you know, if you did like Lothar, defeat the Ninja Academy, and, you know, capture the sensei guinea pig. You know, for Grum, you could do defeat SPD and stake claim on Earth kind of thing. You know, master escape the underworld and defeat X Ranger or something like that. There's some fun things you could do with that that I could think Renegade could play with in really interesting ways for Power Rangers.
Yeah.
I mean, also, imagine the, like, little miniatures we could get for that, too. Like, some cute little Divatox things, some, like, Astronomer stuff.
Yeah.
Just cute little minis we could get for that. That'd be fun. I'm also... I want to point out, because, like, they've been doing this for the other Hasbro brands, and they've yet to do it officially with Power Rangers, but they've been doing the deck-building crossovers, and I'm just waiting for when we get the one with Power Rangers and Transformers. It's gotta be one of the next deck-building games, because that seems to be how they've been doing it. I'm curious how that'll work, because it's like Power Rangers with Transformers. It's like, well, their Transformers are just like their Megazords, so how does this work? I'd be excited to see how that works. But yeah, all kinds of cool things coming from Renegade. It is exciting to see how much they're getting like tied in with the Hasbro, because it means clearly they're making money for them. So obviously Hasbro trusts them. It's exciting to see what they're doing. But with that said, that'll wrap up our show for this week. If you want to reach out to us, you can hit us up on Twitter at MadeThePowerPod, or send us an email at MadeThePowerPod@gmail.com. Feel free to send us comments, suggestions, topic ideas, or let us know if you're interested in coming on as a guest host. But if you want to find me, you can find me on most social media at ThespisPunk. And where can they find you, Kevin?
You can find me on Twitter at BridgeMT3.
You know, before we head out, like we say every time, thank you guys for listening to us. We really appreciate it, and we're happy that you're here. And with that, as always, may the power protect you.